Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
I want to start out again today with some more thoughtful insight from Civil Servant. Great feedback and comments from this guy. So last week on Friday Follies 2, if you remember, I talked about the young millennial who got mugged because instead of working a job, he was playing the Pokemon Go app and chasing around mythological creatures. And I didn't realize I got a little correction from Civil Servant on how the Pokemon Go app works. When you're collecting these Pokemon, apparently they're weapons. Well, this guy got mugged at gunpoint, and Civil Servant made a great point that perhaps this young millennial had the wrong weapon, and this was a teaching lesson for the value of the Second Amendment and the right to keep and bear arms and the need to do that as a sensible citizen. Civil Servant said this to your dear host. I don't know if you're familiar with what Pokemon really is, but the idea is that you go from place to place collecting these fictional characters to use as weapons in fights with other Pokemon trainers. This is absurd that this has swept our adult generation, but let me continue. The tagline for the show is, quote, "Gotta catch them all." So let's consider this guy who got robbed. He had the right concept, but was just misapplied. Had he only applied the concept of catch 'em all to real weaponry instead of Pikachus and Charmanders, he may have been able to respond to those thugs with an assortment of arms, an AK-47, a Desert Eagle, a Ruger. Unfortunately for him, at the time, all he had on him was a Squirtle. So, well said, Civil Servant. Bet that millennial wished he had some arms instead of cyber creatures. All right, had to start with a cheerful, insightful commentary. Now let's get on to the GOP convention, what's going on there. I gotta say, the Mike Pence thing, I've mentioned it, but I'm not hearing enough amongst conservatives and Christians. Do we realize how awesome this selection of Mike Pence was? So that you are aware, Mike Pence, governor of Indiana, is outspokenly Christian. He's quoted, I think I was reading in the Washington Post or some article online, quoted, I've heard it a number of times. He says, "I'm a Christian, I'm a conservative, I'm a Republican," in that order. He does call himself evangelical, born again. So this was a great pick by Trump to solidify conservative base. This was as good as Ted Cruz or any other guy we wanted in the primary. So kudos to that. Feet to the Fire obviously is endorsing Donald Trump as we go into this convention for the general election. And still you hear Christians getting hesitant on this whole thing. Do we get behind Trump or not? Absolutely yes. We need to get rid of Hillary Clinton. She's got to lose the general election. Trump is the man. The Trump-Pence ticket is the way to go. I want to clarify, because yesterday I was talking about this Blame America First crowd, and I want to make it clear why Trump is right on the Islamic issue and why I want to understand why liberals are so dangerous and why they are so confused and purposefully. Confused is the wrong word. Purposefully, intentionally anti-America in their foreign policy and their domestic policy, in everything that they do and support. They're anti-America. Trump is right on the closing off of immigration from Muslim Islamic nations right now because it's posing a great threat to the West and to our country, these lone wolf attacks. I don't know why it seems like Nice, France, we've just moved on in the media. This was horrible. There was another, saw in the Drudge Report, some German terrorist yelling Allah Akbar or something like that, that terrorist cry, started axing people in Germany, I think on a train. So Trump's right, but why do the liberals insist on defending Islam and attacking American heritage? And I said it yesterday, and I want to kind of unravel it more so you get it. America presents itself in a geopolitical sense, in a historical sense, as the representative of Christianity and a Christian worldview. And liberals hate that. Their attack is on God. Their attack is on biblical truth. They stand against Christianity. Well, how, you might be saying, how is America a Christian nation? Everything seems to be getting overturned right now. We've got gay marriage on the rise. We've got abortion on the rise. We've got socialism on the rise. Are we a Christian nation? Well, yes. Historically, culturally, we still are. Christianity is embedded into our legal system. As I've said so many times, the colonial law, and then when we were created and constituted as a nation, Declaration of Independence, Constitution, our early, what are called our organic documents, our formative documents, Northwest Ordinance, these were all built on Christian philosophy. Statutory law in this country is built on Christian principles, the Ten Commandments, the sanctity of life, the sanctity of property, all men, the equality of humanity. Also in our common law, what's called English common law, that's the customs and traditions, not necessarily written statutes. We are Christian. And you see that is what caused the fruitfulness of the American experience. You see Christianity in our economics, that there's a right to personal and private property, which is what yields free market economics. You see Christianity in our family structure, one man and one woman marriage, and raising children in your home. You see the prevalence of church life as a part of the family and local communities. You see an emphasis on education, which is decidedly Christian. You see an emphasis on a strong work ethic going all the way back to the Pilgrims and the Puritans. That was our Christian heritage. Like I said, equality of humanity, civil rights movement, abolition, all this was the fruit of Christianity. Respect for women as opposed to the Islamic nations that treat women like property and treat them like dirt. In America, women are cherished, valuable, respected, equal in value with men. All sorts of things. Freedom in this country. Religious liberty. Freedom of speech. Freedom to petition the government. Freedom to assemble. The Second Amendment right. All these things are screaming the glories and the realities of Christian principle being instituted and forced in a society and upheld. And what you see in America is, as I said, rampant liberty. You see the explosive growth over the centuries of prosperity, unequaled in any other civilization. You see extreme charity in America, where wealth has yielded, the greatest wealth has also yielded the greatest and most charitable civilization in human history. So not only are we wealthy and prosperous, but we are more charitable still statistically than any other nation in history and any other nation currently. And all of this advertises the superiority of Christianity. So when Islam stands in direct contrast to that, when terrorist activity happens, when attacks happen, as I said yesterday, I'm repeating, the left has to take the side of the terrorists and the Islamists, or has to take the side of the Black Lives Matter movement, has to take the side of any attack against ordered liberty in American civilization, because to stand for America and to defend America means to defend Christianity, a Christian worldview, and a Christian legal system, which they can't do. They have to attack, and they have to protest, and they have to tear at our traditions and our heritage. This is why you hear Obama lecture us. With the Orlando shooting, it was our fault. We need to be more having more open conversation about homosexuals, and not create an environment where they're being discriminated against because of traditional American values. So Orlando was our fault. The shooting in Dallas was our fault because of our Second Amendment rights. The you know, the liberal theme is that America has exploited the earth because America is wealthy and prosperous and more free. It's our fault that Muslim nations are poor and living in worse conditions. No, the fact of the matter is Christianity is the superior worldview and religion and philosophy. It yields the greatest fruit for a civilization. That's why you've seen, as I said, prosperity. That's why you've seen advancements in education from the very beginning with the Puritans and Pilgrims. Education was the priority. High literacy. You see the American spirit of entrepreneurship and ingenuity. Christianity unleashes the human spirit. It unleashes the greatest degree of human achievement, and it has made our country great. And to affirm America is to affirm Christianity, and to criticize our enemies and attackers like the Islamists is to justify who we are and our identity, and it is to condemn those inferior worldviews that oppress people. And liberals can't do that. They cannot abide by the supremacy of America in the competition of various worldviews and civilizations. They cannot, as I said yesterday, suffer the superiority of American culture and civilization. They can just look at the artistic achievements. It's glaring to the world that America is great and exceptional because of Christianity. And liberals cannot abide by that. So when there's murders, when there's attacks, when there's cultural conflict, when there's a clash of cultures like we're seeing between Islam and the West, it has to be our fault. It certainly can't be Islam's fault, because that has to be maintained as a religion of peace and as just at the very least an equal worldview, just as legitimate as the American identity and experience. Because we cannot elevate Christianity for the liberal. It's an impossibility. America has to be degenerated and brought low. You know, this is why liberals desperately want to overturn the Constitution and change all of our fundamental customs and traditional morality, change the laws, because even with the degrading and degeneration of our society legally, we're still Christian because of the Constitution, because of our statutes on ethics like marriage and life. And liberals, all they do is fight against that, because if they can overturn the laws, they can finally rid us of our Christian tradition and our Christian customs. We got to hold on to it in this country. Thank goodness for the Micah Pence appointment. That was great. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. American civilization is superior. All the world's evils are not our fault. And the last best hope for this world is Christianity. And that's the last best hope for America, too. When liberals see fit to attack our heritage, just go ahead and hold their feet to the fire.